We love Jesus.
The Diocese of Buffalo's Department of Catholic Schools hosted its second annual 8th grade retreat April 19th at Our Lady of the Sacred Heart Parish in Orchard Park. Students from 9 schools within the diocese joined together to bond among classmates and, as organizers intended, among the wider student body in attendance. Lori Watazek, Special Projects Coordinator for Diocese of Buffalo Catholic Schools, says many in the gymnasium may be strangers heading into the retreat, but many of those strangers will become new friends and classmates when they enter high school.
You may not know who is interested in the same sport as you. There's a lot more options that you can have in the high schools. You may be in a club with them. You might be in an after-school activity with them. There's so many other ways that you can interact with these students, and it's nice to have a commonality and continue to build together the friendships that you maybe made during your elementary school and through these activities the diocese put together for your benefit.
Great changes are coming, right? And I think that's part of what you are beginning to pray and to think about a little bit.
Bishop Michael Fisher led in the celebration of Mass held at the end of the morning session. The first reading from the Acts of the Apostles recalled Saul's conversion from persecutor of Christians to the man who had spread the good news as Paul. The passage from the Gospel, according to John, was of the Eucharist, when Jesus explained that those who eat his flesh and drink his blood will have eternal life. Explaining that further in his homily, Bishop Fisher used the analogy of the red traffic light. It's the signal for motorists to stop, but it's not just a symbol, it's a reality that to stop means to follow the law for the safety of one's own self and for that of others. The Eucharist, he continued, though seen as bread and wine, is also not a mere symbol, but the real presence of Jesus.
Jesus says to us that the bread and the wine truly become his flesh, become his life, that the reality of God is truly in the Eucharist. And that's what we believe, that he is truly with us, because he has promised us that. He didn't say, I'm a symbol. He said, I am. I am. And you must do this if you are to have eternal life.
That's all it took, right? Just give a couple to the group and let them take a look at it.
Following lunch, the students returned to the gymnasium in the parish center, where they engaged in more group activities, again designed to help students mingle among those from other schools. And for some, it seemed to be working. Denise York, Director of Youth Ministry at Immaculate Conception Parish in East Aurora, shared some feedback received by one of the adults about a boy from her parish.
And he said to me, he goes, that young person never talks to anybody. He said, but there he is with 3 strangers, and he's yakking up a storm. So I think even just that experience of having to spend, you know, this time with other 8th graders is helpful to help them transition into high school in a few months.
Organizers were also encouraged by the general demeanor of the students, especially when they headed over to church. Sarah Leahy is youth minister at Our Lady of the Sacred Heart Parish.
I was really impressed with their reverence coming into the church. They just sat down quietly, and there was about 5 to 7 minutes between when they entered and Mass began. And in my head as a youth minister, I'm like, okay, well, if they start to get too chit-chatty, like, I can talk about the church and other things that, like, I know about Sacred Heart and, like, kind of draw them into pointing things out in the stained glass. But they never got that way. It's like, they're actually calmly just preparing for Mass themselves.
Near the end of the retreat, 2 current 9th graders came to speak to the 8th graders about their experiences making the transition into high school. For Western New York Catholic Audio, I'm Michael Mrosiak.